Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, July 18th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two at 4:30 today, we're going to speak with our good friend, Jackie Carantini from UW Extension. Looking forward to that. Right now, we have our great friend, Jillian Alekhinin, with us, marketing and events coordinator with our friends at Visit Rome. We say a shout-out to Lisa over there, and, of course, our great friends at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank, who sponsored this segment. Big thank you to them. Jillian, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Thanks a lot for being here.
Yeah.
Before we dive into the great notes that you sent over and all the great events going on in the Rome area, I did want to encourage people to sign up for the newsletter.
Yes.
It's a great way to keep up to date on things going on over there and to find out about like the Copper Box concert and other different stuff that is happening a little more time sensitive, a little more like that weekend or the next day or something. You guys do a really good job with that newsletter.
Oh, well, thank you.
Want to encourage you to sign up for that, everybody. You can do that at visitromewi.com. Visitromewi.com. We'll get that information out there again before we wrap up. Jillian, all of July, there is a great area. There's Lakes Area Artists and Brush and Palette Club at the art show at the Palapalooza.
That is at McMillan Memorial Library here in Rapids.
Yes, yes. I wanted to start there if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. So they've had it before at Lake Arrowhead, but this year they're doing a little something different and collaborating with that Brush and Palette Art Club.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe we're already more than halfway through July.
It's really staggering. It really takes you off guard. Mm-hmm. It really does.
So whenever you are at the Rapids Library, McMillan Library, check out the art they have on display. Mm-hmm. I know we posted, I think it was hole 16 or 17 on the lakes course of Lake Arrowhead. Someone did a gorgeous painting of that.
Yeah.
So if you want to see it, I guess the painting in real life, then head on over to the library.
We encourage you to do so. McMillan's got so many fun things going on over there. You can find out more about this at McMillanLibrary.org. Encourage you to do that, everybody, and support your local libraries. This Friday, July 19th, and every Friday, the Rome Farmers Market.
Yes.
We
super
love
exciting, and especially now that we're actually getting some good weather.
Yeah.
I know we've had some rain days. The summer farmers market season is back. Join us for live music, food vendors, crafts, produce, and lots of great local goodies. And we are hitting that point in the summer where you are going to see a lot of those flower vendors and a lot more of those vegetable vendors out. So
great
if that's what you're looking for, now is the time to go.
Yeah, yeah. Get some of that great produce and know that you're also supporting our ag industry, supporting our vendors, and so many of our great local people out there. I mentioned libraries before. We love our libraries around here, and every single one of our local ones, including, of course, our friends over at the Rome Library, and they've got a very cool kind of idea over there that they'll be doing tomorrow, Friday, July 19th.
Yeah, so from 1 to 3 p.m., they will be having a jigsaw puzzle swap. If you're looking for some new, at least to you, jigsaw puzzles, bring your old puzzles to swap with other puzzlers. They do have a few guidelines, so swap the like puzzles, so a 500 piece for a 500, 1,000 for 1,000, or another arrangement that both parties agree on.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, if one of you wants the 500, one of you wants the 1,000, and
yeah,
you're all good with that, then they're all good.
Yeah, you can govern yourselves on this one.
Yes. Mm. And all puzzles must be in the original box or container, and you must note if any of the pieces are missing to the best of your knowledge.
Boy, there is nothing worse than getting to the end of a puzzle and there's like two or three pieces missing or something. So yeah, that's the least you could, you know, definitely including that if you know, of course.
Yeah. No registration is required. So just stop by with your puzzles and join in the party, I guess.
This is such a cool idea. My mom and dad, one of the things in retirement they've really gotten into is doing puzzles together.
Oh.
My mom will do one part, my dad does the other, and that kind of thing. But they only have so many puzzles, and they run through them pretty quick. The idea of not having to run out and buy a new one, but just getting to kind of trade with somebody else, it's repurposing, and it's also really fun, and you may meet some people and you know, find other puzzle enthusiasts and everything, which is always kind of cool. Again, that is going on tomorrow, the jigsaw puzzle swap from 1 to 3 over at the beautiful Rome Library. Also going on tomorrow, draft guide hike at Lake Peatonwell. This sounds fun.
Yeah, that'll be from 5 to about 7, 7:30-ish. Join members of our Discover Rome Area Family Trails group, or DRAFT.
Such a good name.
As they explore the northern part of the Peatonwall Shoreline Trail. So the portion they are doing is approximately 3 miles round trip, going from the Lure Bar and Grill in Rome up to the restaurant formerly known as The Oar. I know I sound like I'm talking about Prince here, formerly known.
Yeah.
and back. So about 3 miles round trip. I've done it before. It's not a lot of hills. Mm-hmm. It's pretty solid ground.
Yeah.
So unless we get some weird weather in between now and then, you should be fine.
And everything we're hearing from our forecaster, Brittany Merlot, it's supposed to be really beautiful over there tomorrow. It's a really good day for this. Worked out really well. Thank you, Mother Nature,
yes,
for that.
Yes, thank you.
And I agree with you. I've done a little of the hike before, and I've hiked over in that area. It's nothing too crazy. But afterwards, you got something really fun to look forward to.
Yeah, so Peatonwall has arguably one of the best sunset viewing areas in the area. So definitely stay for that. And have fun with Cherry Pie playing at the Lure Bar and Grill. They are Wisconsin's premier 80s rock cover band.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Should be good. And they'll start around 8-ish.
So after you get done, you can sit back and relax and rest those legs and take in some great music from a local band. That's awesome. That's a great combination right there by them. Shout out to them for that. That's a good one. Saturday, great event coming up, and an annual one that we're really proud of around here.
Yeah, they're already on their 11th year.
That's
the
crazy.
11th annual Peatonwall Poker Run, starting and finishing at Romano's Pizza and Pub on Highway Z, or County Highway Z.
Mm-hmm.
It is $35 per person, and that includes food, music, and the commemorative t-shirt. There is a full list of boat stops and the bike, car, ATV stops. Mm-hmm. So if you have a boat and you want to do this poker run on your boat, go for it. If you're more of a land dweller, I guess,
nice.
There's a different set of stops for you, and it will work the same way.
Yeah, landlubber. Yeah,
yeah.
Like that. That was good. Big, big fans of our friends over at Romano's. I love my friends over there. A big shout out to them, and have a great time with this event. I know how much they look forward to it. They literally gear up all year long for this and get excited about it. Enjoy the event, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun, and know that you're helping do some real good in your community. Saturday, I got another great thing going on, and I touched on this earlier, Copperbox Concert.
Yeah, that'll be from 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. at our new Rome Town Center band shell. For our next installment in that summer concert series we've been having, it's no surprise that their website boasts that this band can channel the essence of their music and energy from the stage to the audience, creating an electrifying and timeless experience. And it can only be the four-part fanfare that is Copperbox.
Yeah.
We will have food trucks starting at 5 p.m. to about 7:30 or until they run out. The concert itself will be 6 to 9. We'll have lawn games. Up North Brewing Company beer will be for sale, if you're looking for that. And all proceeds for the July 20th concert will go to the Lester Public Library of Rome, specifically their friends group.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great cause and a great way to help our library, great way to help the Lester Public Library in particular. And this is pretty cool that with the lawn games and Up North Brewing being down there, we love all of those things. I do want to send a shout out to Copperbox. Great, great band. It's very cool of them to do this. And just as a side note, Jillian, how are you and the residents over in the Rome area enjoying the new band shelter? I got to get over there and check that out. It sounds so nice. And I've heard great things about the acoustics and that there's not a bad seat in the house kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. We haven't had too many uses just yet, but it's new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we had a movie night there last week.
Right.
I think,
yeah.
If I can remember correctly. And that was a perfect setting.
Good, good. Really good to hear. I know that they've been wanting that for a while, and having it up and moving and being used now, it's exciting to have. It's really cool. And we're just getting started using it, too.
Yeah, we are.
Who knows
this
what
is new.
The next couple of summers might develop or show. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
One of the biggest events in this state and really in the Midwest is coming up, and our Shermalot team is going to get us ready for it.
Yeah, the Shermalot Water Ski show 3001: A Space Odyssey
will be performing
at the Wisconsin State Tournament at Red Sands Beach in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. That'll be at 8 a.m. on Sunday, July 21st. If you are not an early bird, no worries. They do have a few more performances coming up in August that are back in Rome and in the evening.
Yeah.
And those are Saturday, August 3rd at 6:30, Saturday, August 17th at 5, and that'll be part of the Camelot Frolics. Mm. Saturday, August 24th at 6, and Saturday, August 31st at 6. And that'll be their last performance of the season.
Of the season, yes. You know, we're all gearing up for the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show tournament. That's going to be exciting. And we talk about that quite a bit. I do want to send a shout out not only to our local Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Skiers, but the Shermalot team, and wishing all teams well and have fun. They get a chance to do something with this event that they don't have many opportunities for, where they can really showcase not only the fun of the sport, but there's communities and so much else. Take this in. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll talk more about this, I'm sure, next month or maybe even a little bit later. But the Camelot Frolic, I'm excited for. I'm really going to try to be down there this year. I haven't been able to be there in years for that. So I'm looking forward to that one, too. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, great name by the Shermalot team. I love that name, A Space Odyssey. Yes. So good. So good. Sunday, July 21st, got a fun one coming to the area over at our friends at Hoozles.
Yep. We have Corvettes of the North Cruisin' event from noon to 5 p.m. It is a free and fun Corvette cruisin' event. Non-club members and other Classics owners are welcome to attend. There will be live music from 1 to 4 p.m. from Tom Burt.
Yeah.
The patio bar will be open. Enjoy lunch before, during, or after the concert. Any other questions, please contact hoozles.lakes@gmail.com.
Yeah. We don't get enough of these anymore. After the pandemic, we lost a lot of our car shows and a lot of our opportunities to bring these kind of beautiful vehicles out. And, you know, for you to show them off as much as for us to check them out. A big shout out to everybody involved in this one. And always a big shout out to our friends at Hoozles at the Lakes. Love working with them. Great people over there. Monday, July 22nd, we're back to the Rome Library.
Yes, we are. 10:30 to 11:15 a.m., we will be having the Getting Excited About Science event. Come and learn some cool things about science with Steve Bellevue. This event will offer lots of audience participation, humor, music, and great experiments. And like many events in this area, this is a family-friendly event.
Yeah. So
bring the kids, bring grandma, bring everyone.
Yeah, and enjoy learning. You know, it's fun. It's a fun experience for them. And these kind of things, I always like to mention, you just never know what spark, and pun intended, I guess, that it might create in a young mind and get them to be have a passion for a field that maybe they wouldn't know about otherwise. That's going to be a fun event. Every July 24th and every Wednesday, our friend DJ Trivia at Hoozles.
Yeah, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., always free, always fun. There are gift cards for first through third place, though, if you're feeling competitive.
Yeah. A shout out to DJ Lucas and the great work he does with that one. We're speaking with Jillian over at Visit Rome, and a big thank you and coup support Edward State Bank for sponsoring the segment. The next couple of events, Jillian, are really big ones. They're important ones and fun events as well.
Yes.
You got Saturday, July 27th. It is already the third annual Trails and Tales.
Yeah.
Wow. Third annual Trails and Tales fundraiser ride over at Lake Camelot Lodge.
Yeah, that'll be 8 a.m. to about 8 p.m. Ran by Partners with Paws Service Dogs. This unique event combines the excitement of an ATV, UTV ride with the added bonus of bar hopping along the way. But don't fret if you don't have an ATV or UTV, as participants are welcome to join the ride with a car as well. Registration and check-in will start between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. After that, the ride, and then cap off that ride with a delicious dinner, live bands starting at 5 p.m. providing the perfect opportunity to relax, socialize, and support a great cause.
A shout out to everybody working hard on that one and supporting, yes, an amazing cause in that.
Yes.
We love seeing that kind of thing. We'll be spreading the word about that event as we get closer to it. Mm-hmm. And we will, we just had on the gang from Historic Point Boss yesterday.
Yeah.
Any chance I get to talk to Mr. Hittner, I take it. I love it. I'm a big, big fan of not only the Historic Point Boss and getting them keeping history alive over there, but this murder mystery they do every year.
Yeah, so that'll be 2 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, July 27th. Over the years, Point Bass has gained a reputation as a fine place to get work. This is probably the reason Walter Franklin and Ellis Crystal each found their way to town. Little did they know, their presence would be met with a mystery. Sam, the village blacksmith, a man loved almost as much for his nonsense attitude as out of necessity, has been found murdered.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sheriff Falk is naturally convinced Walter, Sam's new apprentice, is to blame. Will you confirm the sheriff's suspicions or end up uncovering a deeper plot to clear this newcomer's name? It's up to you to find out who done it.
Mm-hmm.
It is $5 admission for adults, $2 for students.
Mm-hmm.
So very small.
Yeah. And they keep their prices reasonable because they want this to the whole community to be able to take in these events and to have fun. And know that not only are you going to have fun and do the whole murder mystery and maybe play Columbo or your favorite TV detective, but you're also keeping history alive over there and helping the Historic Point Boss do what they do and keep things keep this area proud and encourage you to volunteer over there if you get a chance to, everybody. It's always a great way use of your time. Saturday, July 27th, the Rome Fire Department's their 50th annual Point Boss Murder Mystery.
Oh, sorry.
I already talked about that.
Nope, that's okay.
That's
Their 50th anniversary.
Anniversary,
from
thank you.
4
thank
to you. 8 p.m.
Yes.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
That would be. It would be a great combination right there. The Rome Fire Department, we appreciate all those volunteers, all the people over there so very much, and we want to help them celebrate their 50th anniversary.
Yeah, we'll have food and beverages for purchase, 50-50 raffle, lawn games, and Yellow Pellet Band will be performing at 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. at the band shell. So we are utilizing that band shell again.
Very cool. And any chance to help out our local fire departments,
yes,
take it, everybody. We greatly appreciate the heroes and the people that work doing that job. Thank you for your service, what you do. We appreciate you. Sunday, July 28th and August 11th, bring your dog to the patio bar at Hoozles at the Lake.
Yeah, that'll be noon to 4 p.m., a $10 fee, and that includes a doggy gift bag. Live music each of those days from 1 to 4 p.m. 50-50 raffle, pup cups for sale, and they do ask you to consider a donation to the Humane Society. And also follow the paw laws. Instead of listing them all, just use your best judgment. Like,
yeah,
if you have an aggressive dog or mm-hmm. your dog is like just 8 weeks old,
yeah,
maybe not the best place to bring them.
Mm-hmm. You know your dog better
yeah.
than anybody.
Yes.
You know, keep that in mind. Certainly picking up after your dog and knowing the notes that Jillian mentioned. That's
yeah.
a really good note by you, Jillian. We already into August. That just
yeah.
throws me. I love so many of the events they do at the Rome Library. They come up with fun, unique things to do. And this is a really interesting one, Jillian.
Yeah, August 1st is a paint your own tote bag event. From 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. If you enjoy painting and stenciling, this event is for you. All supplies will be included and are free of charge. They have canvas tote bags, a variety of pre-cut vinyl stencil designs, and lots of paint colors to choose from. They do ask that you either stop in at the library or call them ahead of time to register. Ages 8 and up are welcome. However, they ask that adults please supervise the younger children, just so paint doesn't get everywhere.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea for everybody.
Yeah.
But that's a fun idea that they have over there at the Rome Library. That's pretty cool. And they've got another great event coming up the very next day at the library.
Yeah, this time from 2 to 3 p.m., they have the Zoozort Petting Zoo. Kids will have the opportunity to interact and learn about animals with special guest Noel Bezio. Noel has visited the library in years past and brings different animals each time to keep the experience exciting and fresh. And this program is a family-friendly event.
Yeah. And we've got another one coming up on Saturday, August 3rd, Rally in Rome Food Truck Rally.
Yeah, so that'll be the whole day. Up North Brewing Company and the Central Wisconsin's Food Truck Association is partnering up to bring the first food truck rally to the town of Rome. If you have any questions or are interested in applying, email info@cwfoodtrucks.org.
And then Saturday, August 10th, Papa Bear's Mini Golf has their summer reading program going on.
Yeah, that's kind of in collaboration with the library.
Yeah.
So come and join the fun at Papa Bear's Mini Golf course in Rome. Participants will receive one free game of golf and an ice cream treat.
Nice. Tuesday, August 13th, Gather by the Gazebo.
Yep, that's presented by Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and from 5:30 to 7 on August 13th. Enjoy some music from Klein Creek at the Gazebo in Rome.
Love supporting those events. Gather by the Gazebo, not only a great name and a great atmosphere, great area, you're going to enjoy that event, everybody. As we're wrapping up, Jillian, I wanted to make sure that we mentioned Sidewalk Chalk Art Day at Rome Library. That's a fun one you guys look forward to.
Yep, on the 14th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., come decorate the sidewalks at the library. They will have images for inspiration or just use your imagination. Participants will receive a popsicle and a fun little prize to take home with them.
And Jillian, there is so much great live music and great events going on in the Rome area. We just don't have enough time. We never do.
Another segment of the live music.
Might have to bring in for an hour sometime. Yeah. We appreciate the coverage, and we're that much more informed and know that much more about what's going on in the Rome area. Thanks to you and Lisa and our friends at Visit Rome. Nice work.
Thank you.
If people have follow-up questions, want to know more, or maybe they have an event going on that they'd like to promote in the Rome area, is the best way to get in touch with you the website?
I would say website, or you can call us at our new number, 715-325-3100.
And that website, visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. Be sure to check that out and sign up for the newsletter. Check out the online store, get yourself some gear, and support our friends in the Rome area. Jillian, always good talking to you.
Yeah.
We'll talk again next month.
Yep. See you next month.
We'll have more coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.